there, and welcome to another episode of Shouting in the Evening, brought to you by the Scheidt International Theatre Company. Please make yourselves comfortable. The performance is about to begin.
Give it a rest, dear.
You two are no fun anymore. I'm bored.
Well, that's not our problem, is it? I'm sure you can find something to amuse you. Why don't you go and scare that nice new family next door?
Please don't annoy the neighbours. That's the third lot of tenants this year, and I'm worried this place is starting to get a reputation.
Well, they're no fun anyway. All they do is whimper and hide in the bedroom. Last lot did all that running around and waving of crucifixes. That was much more amusing. More cardio.
Yes, dear. I see your point. Joe, dear, what do you mean, a reputation?
The landlord's been emailing me about it on and off, wondering if there's some sort of curse on the place. He sounds like he's losing it, to be honest. He even asked me the other day if I had seen any signs of an ancient burial site in the basement.
Brilliant! That's just brilliant!
Well, really. And just what is so brilliant about that? We don't want the landlord coming round here with a priest and some holy water now, do we?
Would that even work?
To be honest, I don't actually know. I remember there was that family that haunted over the other side of the park, and they said their hauntee was going to try and do something to get rid of them. But then I never saw them again. So I don't know if it worked and they went poof, or whether they just moved on of their own accord.
Went poof?
You know precisely what I mean, dear. Don't get picky.
How do you know what noise they would make if you don't even know how if it works?
Ooh, who wants to watch some You've Been Framed, eh?
My point is that we don't know if they go poof or splat or wee or... because we've never seen it happen, so we don't know what noise they'd make if there was even a thing that could happen.
Yes, dear.
Here we go. Look, it's people on bikes. Oh, that's always funny.
Because you can't go by what you see on the telly or movies, because we all know that's just made up. And anyway... We've never met another spirit who's actually seen it happen to anyone, so nobody knows if it's even true or not. And anyway, what was I saying?
You were making a very good point, dear, as always. But why don't we just forget about it and watch the television programme? It's going to be Silly Animals after the adverts, and they're our favourite, remember?
You don't have to worry about anything, Ralph. Our landlord is too lazy to do anything. He's all talk.
Are you worried, dear? You look worried.
I suppose I am a bit.
Oh, Ralphie, what's worrying you?
Well, I suppose it's just all of this...
The curtains?
No, of course not.
Oh, no need to snap. I was only asking. I mean, I'm not a huge fan of them myself, but they were in the sales, so...
It's not the curtains, you silly... Bugger, it's you.
Me? What's wrong with me?
Nothing. That's the whole point.
Nope, you've lost me there.
I think I know what my dear husband is trying to say. May I, dear?
Please do, or we'll never get to watch this stupid show.
Joe, what Ralph is trying to say is that we love being here, and we love living with you. And we don't want that to change.
I get it now. That's very sweet of you, Ralph. But seriously, you don't have anything to worry about. Our landlord loves a good conspiracy theory and all that. But he's never going to actually get off his bum and hire a priest or exorcist or whatever. He might hang a few crosses or garlic cloves behind the front door, but that's about it. As long as you can restrain yourself from nipping next door and scaring the bejesus out of the new people, we'll be fine. Honest. Nothing to worry about.
If you're sure.
110% sure. I bet next door will forget all about it or write it off as one too many late-night cheesy snacks. And we can just go back to our usual routing. But if you're bored, it's nearly Halloween, so you know what that means.
Trick or treat!
Exactly! The one night of the year that you get to wander around the neighbourhood and scare as many people as you want to.
I was thinking, Ralph, dear, perhaps this year we could stay in and answer the door and let young Joe go out trick-or-treating. What do you think?
Can I hide behind the door and jump out at them when they knock?
Of course.
Can I blow a chilling breeze down their necks?
I'm sure they'd enjoy that.
When we see them coming through the peephole, can I reach my arm through the door and wrap my ice-cold hand around their necks and gently...
Nope. Sorry, I'm going to stop you there. You can only stay in and hand out the sweets if you promise not to do any ghosty tricks and not to attack anyone or make them so scared they piss themselves in the hallway.
Ah, yes. You mustn't do that again, Ralph. It took forever to get the stain out of the carpet after that nice pizza delivery man called by.
Fine.
Promise. So, that's settled then. I'll go out and you two can stay in and spook the living daylights out of anyone who rings the doorbell. That should help cure your boredom, Ralph.
You see, this is why we love living with you, Joe. You're so considerate. Most people wouldn't give a hoot about what two old spirits want to do for fun.
You two mainly want to do the same stuff as me, so it works out perfectly. I love having you guys here. And as long as Ralph can contain himself and not get too bored, then we'll be fine to keep on living together for... well...
Till death do us unite?
Ralph, what a thing to say.
No, I think it works. I like it.
Good. Well, there's still 5 minutes to go of this to go, so can we watch some cute pets now, please?
Absolutely.
Of course, dear. Aww.
That was Haunted, written by Ali Gallo, and starring Thomas Jancis, Miriam Baburam, and Matt Tilianakis. Thanks go to our esteemed technical wizard Ian for sound manipulation and button wrangling. Join us again next time for another Shouting in the Evening production. Cheerio!